Man, if you lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's pretty common. Luckily, I'm here to help you, provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions today. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look into the mirror, and that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating your hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. You can choose from their personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. All you got to do is answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed. At one low price, it covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrosports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrosports. For your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinkingbrosports. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Did you know it's now possible to get federally legal THC shipped right to your door? I'm serious. I remember a time when if I wanted weed, I had to meet up with some sketchy character in the back of a Denny's parking lot. You know who you are, Giorgio. But Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC right to your door. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com/bros and enter the coupon code bros. I'm talking about delicious, high-potency gummies, top-shelf flower, home-baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find in a dispensary. You can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown in America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the code BROS. So head over to mood.com/bros, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use the coupon code BROS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Speaking of which, college basketball has never been better right now.
People are saying it's one of the best seasons in college basketball history. That's the chatter online.
I can't remember one. I'm trying to think back of, like, there was always great teams where you could get behind a Duke or a North Carolina or a Grandmama or, some weird team. UConn is hard to love.
Yeah. They're not even ranked anymore. By the way, tell your children about unranked Kansas. It's a great week in college basketball.
Finally.
Unranked Kansas Jayhawks.
How long has that been?
This broke a streak of 80 weeks, I think, or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
SEC is dominant.
Yeah.
Top to bottom, it seems like. Is there a bad team in there?
South Carolina and LSU are the two bad teams.
Okay.
Everyone else, like if Georgia and Vanderbilt and Texas played in different conferences, they would be in the tournament no problems.
Yeah. I mean, technically, Georgia could get to 19 wins, but they're going to be like 5-10 or 6-10 best case scenario in conference. There's no way they make the tournament. Right?
I've read that. From what I've heard and read, that you probably need 7 conference wins in the SEC to get in. That would put you under 500, but it would get you in.
Wait, repeat that one more time? Seven?
In conference.
Right.
So it would be 7-10 or 7-11, 7-11 in conference.
That is super rare.
It is, but so 7 wins are probably insane for the most part. And also, as long as you're non-con, you have played a good non-con, you should be fine. So Georgia would be like a regular season, like, I don't know, 19-win team.
Georgia is 12-1 out of conference.
Yeah.
But in conference, they are 4-10 right now. Now, they've got 4 only SEC games left. Vanderbilt, South Carolina, is Tennessee one of them? No, Texas and Florida. They're not going to win 3 of those, I don't think.
Is Florida in Georgia?
Yes.
Okay. That's a circle the calendar
we'll see.
Game.
That game is tomorrow night, so we'll see. If they don't win tomorrow night, then they're not gonna sweep fucking at Texas, at South Carolina. They'll probably beat South Carolina, but they're not gonna sweep.
They could beat Texas.
They're not gonna win at Texas.
They need a marquee win, another marquee win. They have good wins.
I mean, that would be it. Even beating Florida at home would be a good marquee win.
Oh, yeah.
Florida's third right now?
Yeah, they're ranked third. They somehow dropped a spot in the ring for some reason, but whatever. Shit fluctuates.
Well, they only beat LSU by 14, so.
Yeah. But yeah. So teams like Georgia are looking to get – and by the way, Georgia will then look to stack a win or two in the SEC tournament and get them over 20 wins and probably in a good spot.
We're in the bubble 2 weeks right now, and to some degree, right?
Yeah.
Because regardless of what happens in the conference championships, if you limp in with like a 5-10, 5-12 record in conference, you're not making the tournament. So you got to make up some ground now and then do at least win a game or two in the tournament. I'm also seeing Duke climb, not necessarily the rankings, but they're climbing the fucking betting charts right now. They're now second favorite to win the title.
Yeah. Which
they were like 6 last week.
Well, they blew the fucking doors off of Illinois this weekend in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, but that's neutral court.
Yeah. Well,
but by 50.
No, I get it, but there's no functional difference in a basketball blowout between 25 and 50, in my opinion.
That's fair. At some point, it just, yeah. Yeah.
Because at some point, you're just like, fuck this, I'm not going to do this anymore. Now, they did beat them by 18 or 17 in the first half. 17 and a half is a big boy fucking number.
Yeah.
In the first half. So they definitely dominate. I'm not trying to steal any thunder or anything, but I wouldn't read too much into that 50 part.
But here's what I loved about the weekend. And, you know, I've been sick, so I haven't been able to get out of bed for most of the goddamn weekend here. Michigan State, Michigan was on Friday nights.
Great game.
A great game, and it was on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, okay, great, dude. Like, this fucking rocks. Like,
yeah,
I'm in.
And by the way, are you in on Michigan State yet? Huge road win.
That's
at
a big
Michigan?
Upset.
Nah, I'm in on nobody from the Big Ten. The Big Ten sucks.
I'm in. I'm in.
I'll sell any team from the Big Ten. Maybe Wisconsin excluded.
Yeah,
I think Michigan State and Wisconsin can make a deep run. Izzo always does, dude. He'll always go to the Elite Eight or the Final Four.
He doesn't, though.
And by the way,
he'll get bounced in like the round of 32 a lot.
We talked about them last week, but Maryland also a Big Ten team.
You like Maryland.
Yeah. I do like Maryland.
And then Saturday's games, bangers across the board, dude. That Georgia's good. They're a good basketball
Georgia
team.
Is really good. Georgia is extremely underrated because of the conference that they play in. Like I said, if they played in the ACC, we wouldn't have any questions about them being a tournament team.
No, but they gave Auburn a fight. Auburn is still fucking great. Because even games like this will prepare them for the tournament, which it'll probably just come down to a lot of SEC teams at the end.
They're going
to
beat each other up, no.
The SEC conference tournament is going to be very fun to watch.
That's going to be very fun to watch. And then all of them going into the tournament.
But also, the winning the tournament, I don't know if anybody's going to care about it, because you can't take a fucking day off and win that tournament, right?
No.
Like, there's no easy path in that tournament. No matter how it's seeded, doesn't fucking matter. You're going to end up playing at least two teams that can legit beat you.
It might even behoove you just to lose the first game.
Depending on who you are, yeah. Actually, what's fun to be fun about the SEC tournament in particular, and that more so than other tournaments, because the other tournaments will matter a little bit in the later rounds. But like for the SEC tournament, those first two rounds are going to be more important for the tournament than like, you know, Auburn playing Florida in the semifinal. Right. That's just almost for fun. Like, yeah, they're sure. both in.
I like that the Big Ten's not even inviting all the teams from the Big Ten
to the tournament.
Yeah,
why not?
Because there's
don't qualify if you
there are teams that aren't going to qualify for the
Big Ten. They never do.
They just changed that.
The conferences are getting bigger. They're all approaching, the major ones are all approaching 20 members at this point, and you can't have 20 people.
Good. So like a Penn tournament. State isn't going to make the Big Ten tournament.
No, they're wrestling right now. It's wrestling season at Penn State. Nobody gives a fuck about basketball there.
Well, they had a promising start. It was just
Penn State will never be good at basketball because it's wrestling season up there.
Yeah.
But all these games are fucking dope. Before you keep going, I just want to say, if you are watching college basketball right now, there's a lot of fun, high-ranked games. Houston plays at Texas Tech tonight. I will be glued to that as I get very drunk for my birthday.
Yeah.
My wife is like, don't want to hang out? And I'm like, Texas Tech and Houston.
Huge Big 12 implications. Also, we got to say Saturday. Arizona got boned.
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to it. Here's the thing that is really fun is the lower games that are the bubble games. Because Tech and Houston are in. Mm-hmm. Right, Houston's kind of playing for a one seed. Tech is playing for like a 2 to a 3 seed. That's really more interesting for the Tech and Houston fans. But if you want to watch desperate, fun fucking basketball, look up who the bubble teams are and watch them play each other, or watch them play like BYU playing at Arizona in a game they fucking needed BYU's and got ranked. Handed by the Big 12.
Yeah,
dude, the bubble games are the most fucking fun right now.
Yeah. And then these. The first round of the SEC tournament is going to be really interesting because they have – so 1 through 4 gets 2 byes.
Yeah.
They go all the way to the quarterfinals. And then 5 through 8 get 1 bye. They're all the way into the second round. So 9, 10 are the top 2 ranks that show up in the first round. Those are the 2 highest-ranked teams of the first round. And it's Kentucky and Vanderbilt, both of whom are pretty fucking good basketball teams. But are they going to – win that game and then beat Alabama or beat Florida or beat Auburn in the third round, right? No. Probably not.
No.
So how hard are you trying in that first game?
So,
and because it's back-to-back,
Kentucky's
and then you
fine.
Get 1 day off.
Yeah, right. Kentucky's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky will be okay. Vanderbilt, though, needs to win their first-round game.
They got
to
win.
Maybe needs to win their second-round game. Yep. Definitely needs to win their second-round game to not be worried on selection.
So these games are the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th, and then the 16th. That's 5 fucking games.
That's fine.
If you're a low-seed team and you end up – it's not likely to happen, obviously. That's why they do it this way. But if you're a low-seed team, if you're Vanderbilt, even winning all those games, all you're going to do is go lose in the first round of the fucking the NCAA championship, right? There's no way you can keep up with that.
My favorite conference tournaments, though, are the one-bid leagues. Because you can win your conference regular season.
It's a death match. It's a literal death match.
You have to win the tournament to get in.
Yeah.
Like the Sun Belt, I like how they formatted it.
Yeah.
The Fun Belt, I think the top 4 seeds are getting like 4 or 5 byes.
Yeah, Dan, look up the Sun Belt bracket. So the top 2 seeds are all the way to the semifinals. They start in the semifinals. The next 2 seeds start in the quarters. And literally, it's two. The bracket is just 2 lines. Yeah, those are fun. There's one in St. Louis every year called Arch Madness. I think that's the Missouri Valley Conference, which is a fun, really fun conference tournament that they do.
Okay. Oh, my God. So the 1 and 2 seeds skip to the 6th round, the semifinals. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or no, the quarterfinals.
No, it's semis.
Semis.
No, because that's right. Yeah, you're right. No, that's quarters because this is the semis right here. So they get all the way. They have to win 3 games.
You're reading it wrong. That's the literal championship game. So it's the semis.
This is winner of game 9 versus number 1 seed. This is game 9.
It's a sweet bracket.
And then they have to win this game, and then this is the championship game.
Right? I think more mid-major conferences should do it like that.
So who's in the Sun Belt that's going to be 1 and 2 seeds?
I don't know what the Sun Belt standings are right now. It's actually not a bad conference from what I remember.
Well, who's their top-ranked team?
Fuck if I know off the top of my head, dude.
They don't have anybody in the what do you call it?
The rankings.
No, they got no one in the AP.
You guys have no love for the Fun Belt. You don't know who's number one there.
I know. Well,
you guys host a college basketball show, and you don't know about the Fun Belt.
We're more Sun Belt boys for football.
Yeah, sounds like it, dude.
James Madison.
Okay, James.
JMU.
Wait, are they ranked?
When in doubt?
They're not.
I think they're getting votes, though. James Madison.
They definitely got votes last week. So James Madison and Arkansas State are getting byes all the way to the end. They only got to win two games to win that tournament. And the winner of that tournament is the only one getting in.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, the absolute only one.
That's it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
This is just straight up. Everyone is playing for their fucking lives right now.
And it's a blast, man. And again, going back to just sitting in bed and watching it on Saturday, Kentucky, Alabama, 17-4, boom. Duke, Illinois, boom. Iowa State, Houston, boom. That Houston team, my God, man, it's the defense. And that's why we do it every year with this fucking team, dude.
I love them.
I love Houston. Number one defense in the nation.
Yeah, but here's what happens. Somewhere in the second or third round of the NCAA tournament, they get into foul trouble early and their whole game plan goes out the fucking window. And it's over for them.
So this Houston team is fun for one extra specific reason, and that is normally, they have a tough time playing their way out of holes. Mm. This Houston team is a top, I think, 5 3-point shooting team in the country. So they can fire back if they need to.
Same thing with Alabama, but Alabama is a better team than Houston, I think. Right?
Potentially, their defense kind of stinks.
Yeah, their defense is not as good.
That would be a really fun matchup.
Alabama,
dude.
Oh yeah,
Alabama versus Houston.
Alabama's leading the league and are leading the NCAA in scoring, I think, for D1 teams.
I wouldn't surprise me.
I think it's like 90.1 a game or some shit like that.
Their offense is goddamn insane.
Yeah, but they're also shooting like 42% from three. There's no way that holds up in a playoff situation. Nobody. I would have to look into the stats.
You get hot.
I would have to look into the stats, but over the course of a protracted playoff season, I don't think anybody's 3-point shooting goes
up. That's what Alabama does, though.
I will say this.
They always do it.
They made a Final Four last year. Yeah. Alabama did. And Sears, their point guard, is he is the exact type of dude you see take over March, like a short guy who is stout and can get to the rim, but also absolutely drills threes.
Guards matter.
Yeah.
In March.
Sears might be the best guard in the country.
Well, he scored 24 in that game, that Final Four game against UConn last year. And UConn was too tough.
Yeah.
They UConn was doing too good. About that.
But back to Saturday here, dude, you had Iowa State, Houston. And then that was a 5-8 matchup, Tennessee, Texas A&M. As a 6-7 matchup there. Yeah. I mean, it was just all day long. Even the Oregon fucking Wisconsin game.
What a win for Oregon.
Holy shit, dude. And they needed it.
Yeah.
Mizzou goes on the road to Arkansas.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
My Big Ten team, though, is Oregon. I keep forgetting they're in the fucking conference.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So that's another Big Ten team that'll make it.
I hate conference realignment.
Sorry. And then Missouri versus Arkansas.
Arkansas got a huge win that they
needed. But we said, dude, that's a hard, going to Arkansas is not easy, man.
Well, especially it was a desperate team, too. Like, they needed a big win, so now they got a top 15 win. Mm. Missouri actually moved up in the rankings this week because they beat Alabama earlier in the week. But, yeah, Arkansas now, I want to say they were Lenardi's last four in or last four byes. Arkansas is probably a little safer right now. They definitely can't shit the bed, but I think
they don't want to leave out Calipari, I think.
Yeah, probably not. But as long Arkansas is in a position now, that's why these games matter and they're so huge, because Arkansas is in a position now where they can kind of just hold serve.
Lenardi also has too much power. He created bracketology. He teaches a class at Villanova. I'm not a fan of Lenardi.
He doesn't miss, though.
He doesn't miss because the committee just goes off what he puts out.
Well,
now they do their own thing. Now they have their own CFP where the NCAA announces their top 16 every Sunday or something.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What about
just a cash
They're
grab.
Slaves to his algorithm.
Yeah, I guess so. But Vandy beat Ole Miss.
Tennessee beat A&M at A&M.
Yeah, another huge.
Which is, by the way, that's even though Tennessee's higher ranked, that's an upset. And
in that
fucking conference, that's an upset, right?
A road game. If you are college football brain mind, road games are really fucking hard in college football. They are fucking impossible in college basketball.
Yep.
It is insane to win on the road against a even competent team.
Different backgrounds.
Yeah.
From the hoop. You're not used to it.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, like, it fucks with your brain.
The depth perception gets all fucked up.
Yeah.
And the most impressive upset is probably Oregon going into Wisconsin. Yes. That's a tougher game, in my opinion. Like, there's more distance talent-wise between those two teams than between A&M and Tennessee.
Oregon's talented.
Actually, no, I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying the way they played this year, it's fucking – there's a divide.
There. Yeah. I agree. In terms of what they've actually done on the court, there's a pretty big divide, actually, because Wisconsin is red hot right now.
And the ACC just sucks now.
It does. It does.
I mean, it's like Clemson's got – they've got that center that Duke plays really well, and they've got one guard that's pretty good, but that's pretty much it.
Duke is good, yeah.
Duke is actually good.
And Louisville's good, too.
Yeah, Louisville's good.
SMU took a huge blow to their tournament chances this week, getting fucking thrashed at home by Clemson.
Yeah, they got fucked up.
Then you rolled into Sunday's games. UConn got stomped by St. John's at Madison Square Garden.
Patino, dude.
It's my – I'm telling you, that was my sprinkle, and I'm going with
it. Has St. John's ever been a top 10 team before?
Yeah, they're a storied franchise.
Like in the last 20 years?
It's been a while, yeah.
It's been a while. I think since the 80s or 90s.
What's that?
The Big East used to be dominant. They were in the Big East.
Then they had a coach that was a black dude back in the day.
Well, they had Mike Anderson recently.
No, I'm talking about like in the 80s. Yeah. What the fuck was his name? I'll have to look. John's.
But yeah, St. John's is a good historical program.
Oh, yeah, dude. And they play in Madison Square Garden. Like, dude, it's a fun place to play. Then Indiana beat Purdue. Like, that was on right afterwards. It was just like, shit, dude. And it's
Indiana
fun.
Also disowned Kanye.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Okay.
We talked about it on the college basketball show last week. There's been some drama with these Indiana uniforms that Adidas made for them because they're an Adidas school. And they, out of nowhere, said that they weren't going to wear these special uniforms that were designed by Adidas' owner. There was word on the street from some IU reporters that it was because of Kanye, because he's like boys with Kanye. That was immediately not agreed with by Indiana. They were just like, we're just not wearing them. And they've never said why since then.
Okay.
They're wearing their normal Adidas uniforms. This specific uniform called the Fear of God line.
That Kanye designed.
No, Kanye didn't design it. The owner of Adidas designed it.
Who's boys with Kanye?
And who's boys with Kanye? But maybe it sounds like something Kanye would do. Fear of God.
Yeah.
But it was like a headline, like Kanye.
Because they're still using his designs for a lot of their shit, including a lot of their shoes. And then, like tonight, on these Monday night games, you got Houston, Texas Tech, like we were talking about.
Big game.
Who do you bet on that one? On my bookie, it says 1.5 here.
Home,
for take Houston.
The home team.
Give me Tech.
Take the home team.
Really?
Yep. I love Houston. I'll be rooting for Houston. My stepfather-in-law he played football at Houston, but I Tech is probably who I would bet for sure.
All right.
Even just by the half point.
I watched them on Saturday, and the defense was just nasty, dude. I'm going Houston. It's a hard team to play. It's a really hard
travels.
Team to
and
play.
This Michigan-Nebraska game, by the way, quick turnaround. What's the line on that?
1.5 for Michigan.
Okay, I love Nebraska. Love Nebraska there. They're probably a tournament team they should be in.
Nebraska at home?
Yeah, but they're playing to make sure they're in. This win would probably take a lot of pressure off of them. So I love Nebraska as a home dog there.
Little Tech Nebraska parlay.
Yeah, plus quick turnaround for Michigan.
Yeah. They just played on Friday night.
And an emotional loss.
That's the rival in basketball. Yeah. So, I mean, that was a big game, which is why I turned it on. Like, rivalries still matter to me, at least. And so, yeah, I flipped it on, man, just out of curiosity.
This is what I'm saying about college football is that the college basketball rivalries are not diminished by the fact that your season isn't made or broken from that game, aside from pride.
No, there's 30 games.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is. Like, you're just trying to get into the tournament. It's more like hockey, in my opinion. You're just trying to get in.
Yeah.
And then whatever the fuck happens can happen.
Get to the fucking
dance. Although North Carolina ended Coach K's career, that was probably bigger than the national championship.
You're still talking about that.
Yeah, he still is. He still is, man. But
you were always like, Eric Church is a fool for seeing that.
The church curse.
He did the right thing.
Okay.
He did the right thing.
Yeah.
Right.
I would have rather seen Coach K's last game if he was my rival and we stomped him than winning.
That's bigger because you won the rivalry.
Yeah. He hasn't had a hit song since. Just saying.
I'm just saying. You
didn't
watch
have
your
a
team,
hit song ever.
He did.
You watch your team win the whole rivalry because there's no coming back from that for Duke. Duke could go on a three-peat right now, starting right now.
Doesn't matter.
And I wouldn't care.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's Shire. That's
Yeah.
It's a new coach there in a new season. And then, you know, obviously we'll switch over to the NFL here. You're wearing that hat today.
What about it?
The Eagles.
I feel like wearing a hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was like a week ago, dude.
Yeah. Now, today, though, top story, they're not going to the White House. They've said no. Apparently, the players got together and said no to the Trump administration and that they hate President Trump. So
I guess.
That's a weird one to me.
Let the Chiefs go, then.
Yeah. Well, they didn't win, unfortunately. So, yeah. We're still doing that, huh? We're still saying no to the White House, I guess.
I don't know. Who speaks for the team? Like, who makes that call?
That's what I wanted to ask
I
you.
I don't know.
You're the Eagles guy. Who does that?
Fuck if I know.
Was it Cooper DeGene, you think?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's definitely Coop.
Yeah.
It's obviously, it was the players who got together, and they said, hey, man, we're not doing this. And
what if they just want to enjoy their offseason?
Wild.
When the president invites you to the White House, you go to the White House.
That's it.
It doesn't matter who the president is.
Correct.
You should shake his hands.
This is a bunch of cunt bullshit, to be honest.
But who speaks for the team? I don't understand. Like, who makes that call?
The players said they made the call.
Who are the players, though? Like, who?
Like the captains or something like that?
I don't know.
Who are the captains? Jalen Hurts and somebody else.
I'm sure there are a lot of players that
I can't imagine Hurts isn't conservative. Hurts, from everything I've heard.
Based on his haircut, he looks like he would be.
He's from Alabama.
Alabama. Oklahoma. Like
Christian, I assume.
Yeah.
I imagine Hurts isn't the one making this call.
It's a weird one.
Who owns the Eagles?
Jeffrey Lurie.
What's his deal? I don't even fucking
know. It might have been his call. It's probably the owner's call, yeah.
If the owner of the team told me not to go to the White House to celebrate the Super Bowl, I told him to suck my dick.
Same. Because I went to meet Biden, like, dude, it's the president of the United States.
If I was to guess, he's like the only giant liberal I can think of. Like, Lori's definitely a lib.
Yeah.
I mean, our whole thing is our stadium's just like the most green arena in sports.
Oh.
Yeah.
In more ways than one.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Because this will lead into another Philly story here. There is an unidentified NFL team that just submitted a proposal to ban the tush push. Why go unidentified, I guess?
Just stop it, dude.
I think it's probably the Giants or the Cowboys, is my guess. It's got to be an in-division rival, one would say. I think. Has to, right?
No.
You play them twice a year? How many times did the tush push come besides?
Didn't work for the Bills.
Did it not?
No.
Bills got stuffed.
They got stuffed.
Yeah. No shit.
Stop it. That's how you beat it.
Let's see. It's the way they deemed it, the tush push. It's on our agenda. The club proposal is we need to make some adjustments to that. Is that a viable football play?
Yeah, what it's like the most football play ever.
It's like the first football play.
Yeah. Ever, yeah.
It's just how they used to gain yards in football.
Yeah.
It's like original football.
Like OG
football. Yes. Before the tush push existed before the forward pass did.
So I don't have a problem with it. No. Stop it. This was the old school like leather helmets play. So what's the fucking?
I don't get it.
What's the uphill? So nobody else can do it. So if Josh Allen couldn't do it, he's the MVP.
Maybe it's a skill set.
Yeah, then fuck off. Like I don't really understand it, but my guess is it's got to be. Oh, never mind. They're saying it might be the Commanders. The Redskins.
Sense.
In conference as well.
I was gonna say who got fucked by it in the playoffs.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, we won by a billion.
I'm just saying, who thinks
that? But a guy got flagged three times on the same fucking play.
That was funny.
I agree, but like.
Well, so the.
Somebody did it.
Speaking of the Redskins, they're trying to trade for Myles Garrett right now.
Really?
And they're also trying to trade. They're also trying to get Cooper Kupp. They're trying to get both of those guys right now.
That would be fun.
Better, because if you don't, we might.
No, Cooper?
No, Myles Garrett.
God!
Yeah, you've got that's the thing now because the NFL salary cap's going up by 22 mil going into next year, right? Now some of that's already been allotted because they expected the salary cap bump. I think the Eagles only have 3 mil actually on theirs right now. We'll see how it adjusts once the final numbers come out and they shed players and all this other bullshit.
Howie Roseman will figure a way.
He'll figure a way. Yeah, and that's the thing. It happened between the Braves and Mets, between the Yankees and Red Sox, and then the Dodgers as well for years where you would sign a guy just so the other guy couldn't fucking get him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we're getting to that point now with the salary caps and stuff like that are not real. They're not real. And NFL also is in a boom period. So the salary cap is going to rise every 1 to 3 years for the next 10 years probably because it's the only thing on television that anybody's watching anymore.
So 22 million, it rose. So, yeah. If you're out there and you watch Hard Knocks last year, The Eagles will figure out a fucking way what to get Myles Garrett.
What they're going to try to do is to get anybody, any of their vets that are on big contracts to try to fucking restructure and defer a little bit, and they're going to fucking fold that money back in. They may lose some dead cap stuff on the back end, but they're going to try to spend money now and win another one or two championships in the next 5 years. That's what they should do.
Are you looking it up right now, Delco?
Oh, no.
No, he was looking at Grindr.
Yeah, you're on camera. You know that, right?
Right. I was on the chat. I was seeing what they were saying.
Oh, gotcha.
I was seeing if they throw it in.
Yeah, yeah.
If they're like telling
what
us.
What do they say?
They're not saying anything.
Fuck
the chat.
Fuck
today.
The goddamn right,
if you're not going to say it, you're
trying
not going
to
say
it. Trying to engage with the chat.
No, we're just on. We're on a 17 second delay or so. Probably more like 40.
40,
actually.
I think. Yeah, 40 seconds. But man, if they got Myles Garrett, that's just an unstoppable team
that's
at that point.
Unfair,
too.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, good for you guys, obviously.
Yeah, but you can't if you're the Cowboys. Who, by the way, they have to re-sign Michael Parsons right now, so they got to prioritize that. But you can't go another season without signing an actual free agent and not just giving more money to the guys who lost for you last year.
Right.
One, yeah.
If you're the fucking Redskins and you want to be competitive in the next year, you can't do that. And then if you're any other team.
Cowboys are toast.
They're toast. They're,
it's not looking good for them. But if you're any other team, especially in the NFC, you've got to make a move on that. You cannot allow the Eagles to get better without forcing them to spend a fuckload of money at least to do it.
Right.
Right. You at least have to do that. Now, with Myles Garrett, it's a trade. So that won't matter so much. They're going to try to offset salary. They're going to try to trade some veterans on an expiring contract or something like that over there, and then a draft pick, a second or third round for him. Probably that's what I would do. But for Kupp, you can't let him go to the fucking anywhere. That's in your fucking at least in your fucking division. You can't let him.
Kupp's gonna wash, bro.
I don't think so.
He would be their third.
I think he's good.
Kupp with a possession receiver like that with a dude who just keeps plays going is a nightmare.
Yeah. I think I'd rather have him than AJ Brown if I was the Eagles.
Fuck no, dude. He's underrated explosive. It's gone though. Like he's been injured too much.
Yeah, but he's Mike Evans now, basically, right?
That's, he can that's catch who the ball.
Who?
He's not a problem.
Cooper Kupp?
Yeah.
No. Cooper Kupp is
on no level, Mike Evans.
No, Cooper Kupp is more like just God tier Wes Welker, Julian Edelman type of situation.
Now you're just being racist.
Yeah, I know.
Well, he's true. A little bit more athletic than those two.
That's fine. I know. That's why I said God tier.
But he's not fucking.
It doesn't matter.
He's in the whites category.
The hands are still there. The fucking route running is still there. He's not as explosive, but they're not going to need him to break off plays.
That's what I'm talking about. Fucking, you're not throwing to Mike Evans deep. He's 10 to 15 yards. That's where he makes his fucking money.
And then in the end zone.
Cooper Kupp right now is like a glorified Thielen.
Oh, my God.
Man, dude.
Thielen
crazy.
Hasn't been good for some time.
But I guess Thielen at his peak.
He was good. He was very good at his peak. I used to draft him every year in fantasy.
Kupp had 700 good. Yards in 12 games last year, and he was hurt for half of those games. He's still very good.
The only reason I guess
How
you wouldn't
he?
Get him
is 31.
31, yeah.
Okay.
The only reason you wouldn't get him is because of injuries.
That's obviously he's got to pass the physical, but I think he's an unrestricted, I think, or he might.
No, they're trading him. Mm. So they told him, hey, we're going to trade him. And so they're working on trades now. On the other side of that is Stafford.
Yeah.
So Stafford wants $50 million, he said.
Yeah. It also tells me if McVay thinks he's kind of done, he's probably done.
Mm. That's fair, actually. Maybe.
Yeah. Or
Stafford or Kupp.
Or you don't. Or you don't want to. If you're trying to rebuild a team, which they need to some degree, you can't afford to pay. Like to your point, he's certainly lost a step from his peak. He's 31 years old, right?
Yeah.
But you can't pay $20 million a year for that guy. It can't happen.
No.
Right? But that's what he's going to want, to stay in L.A. especially.
I wish the Falcons would have reached out to Stafford over fucking Cousins. I mean.
They still can.
Year too soon, yeah.
Yeah, they can cut him.
They're going to trade him, allegedly, but who's going to take the trade?
I don't think, my understanding is that Stafford is not staying in L.A., that's what everybody's saying right now, that he's gone.
Well, apparently, what the franchise said is you and your agents are allowed to go around the league, gauge the interest in the number, and then come back to us. Right now, that number is 50. However, he said he'll take a hometown discount because he wants to stay in L.A.
If I was Minnesota, I would offer him the full 50 right now.
Stafford to the Jets?
No, he wouldn't take that job.
I wouldn't take it either.
But if I'm Matt Stafford, I take it from Minnesota. And from Minnesota, I absolutely sign him.
Give JJ a year to recover.
Yep,
I agree.
1 year to recover and the two best, potentially best wide receiver duo there is in the NFL with Addison. And
they still have Justin fucking, they still have what's his name at running back. from Green Bay.
Now, that's a fucking skull team I could get behind with Stafford,
you know,
for sure.
You know what? You know what? He probably just wants to go to Nashville, become a Titan.
No one. Who's he going to throw to himself?
It doesn't matter. Him and his wife just want to live in Nashville.
All right, let's get real weird with it then.
Yeah.
Let's just say fuck it. Let's just say
New Orleans.
No.
Well,
Matt's from Dallas.
Oh, go to
he's coming.
Go to the Cowboys.
Coming. God,
you'd have to figure out a way to get rid of Dak.
Yeah,
because that's another 50. Yeah. Like, there's no way you can do it.
And he's under contract for what, 2 more years?
See if you can trade trade Dak somewhere. Maybe
you could definitely trade Dak anywhere. Yeah. People would take him.
Atlanta's dumb enough.
Dak, whatever you want to say about him, he's a top 10 statistical quarterback in the league. He just can't win when it matters. So if you're a team that knows you're going to be competitive but not for a Super Bowl, then sign Dak Prescott for sure. Yeah. Why not?
You could trade him.
Or honestly, maybe Minnesota sees what Dak can do with their receivers. Mm-hmm. Again.
He could throw it 15 yards over the top of their heads.
Do they believe in JJ, though?
Yes. I think JJ's going to be a good quarterback. He needs at least 2 more years.
Can't put him in the fire.
Why?
Off the surgery, I don't think.
Why?
I would.
Is he not ready?
No.
He needs a little more time.
Very rarely is a fucking first-year quarterback ready.
He's old, though.
Well, you know what? Aaron Rodgers didn't start until he was like 25. Yeah.
Isn't the point of having a rookie quarterback or having a quarterback on a rookie deal?
Yeah, I get that. But
that's new, though. That's a new part of the NFL. Maybe that's not always been the case.
He doesn't stink.
Maybe he stinks.
Who?
J.J. McCarthy.
Look, there's a very real possibility. I've never been high on him at all. And, like,
he's got the tools.
If he didn't have those plays.
No, he's what that's place? Not it. He's got the tools for it. It's a matter of whether or not he can adjust to the speed of the NFL or not. That's what will be the determining factor. This, like, any of those guys that get drafted have the skill to do it to some degree. But it's about this difference in speed from college to NFL. It's also that on the best play a college defense makes, that's every single play in the NFL.
I don't need my quarterback grounding himself before a game and meditating on the field. Just don't need that.
Yeah,
you don't want another Aaron Rodgers situation.
You sure don't.
It starts with light meditation and ends with...
He's got a Pilates machine out there. Like, dude, you got to get the fuck out of here.
Crystal suppositories and all kinds of fun things.
Exactly. We're going to talk about QBs right after the sponsors here real quick, because I heard something interesting this morning. I wanted to get your take on it because it seems wild to me. But, hey, first up is MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. If you lose, like I did for USA Canada, they give you a rake back on that. I think I got $42. I lost like $500 on that USA Canada game, and they gave me $42 back, so that was nice. Thank you, my bookie. I appreciate it. But they do cool shit like that all the time. College basketball is in fucking full swing, as we talked about at the top of the show, man. If you're betting on, I'm betting on tonight's games. It's going to be fun as shit, dude. And this is probably the greatest year I've ever seen in college basketball, as far as so many different teams being so good in 1 year. Great time to bet on it. And if you believe in one of these teams, like a St. John's, dude, throw in a flyer right now. Championship odds are up. You guys do the blackjack show.
Mm-hmm. St. John's, best maybe in the biz. Final Four, but I don't know about.
You can bet on Final Four right now, too.
Yeah, Final Four odds, too. I like Final Four odds better, because once you get into the Final Four, it's all crapshoot, but it's really...
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Look, however way you guys want to spin it. And then their live casino is fucking rad, dude. You guys do it every single Friday night.
It's a good time.
Been doing okay.
Yeah,
I think.
Hasn't been a bad couple of weeks, thank God.
I haven't lost my shit yet.
Yeah.
That's good. We lost on golf. I think we had three players finish in the top five.
I don't think anyone won on golf this week. There's no way.
Who ended up winning that? I turned it at the end.
Just generic Campbell. Man, Brian Campbell, I think. He went to Illinois with Dietrich and Peters, but I've never heard of this man until this week.
But I had two guys in the top five, and you did two.
Jaeger. Jaeger honestly should have won. He shot even par on Sunday.
If he just shot
3 under, I think he would have been in the playoff.
Alex Smalley, too, was up there, and then he shit the bed on one fucking hole. And but, I was like, my God,
dude. I've never heard of this man, Campbell.
I haven't either.
Off pretty closely. Never won on the Corn Ferry Tour either. This was a glorified Corn Ferry Tour event.
Yes.
It was not a PGA Tour event.
It's a dog shit. It's the Mexico Open, dude. It's awful.
This week's the course is awful. It's a little better, but it's not much better.
Well, we still bet on it over there. And look, they're fun little lottery tickets. If you had Campbell out there, congratulations.
No one did.
You won.
There's no chance.
$80 million.
Like, I think Vegas cleaned up this week.
I had to have bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. make sure to use that promo code DRINKYBROS Double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Next up, we got firstform.com/drinking bros. They're right here. Level one bars, dude. I know we've been giving them a lot of love. It's because they keep pumping out brand new flavors over there, and each one is better than the last somehow. My God, man. Best in the biz as far as supplement companies go across the board over there. They're a protein company first. Obviously, you see the huge tubs in front of D'Anthony over there. They got magnesium. They got everything. But their level one bars are the best there is. 20 grams of protein. It's hard to pick a favorite now. Peanut butter and jelly's one because it's here.
Mm.
But those are now gone because Gary ate them all. Birthday cake was number one for me the week before. Jesus Christ. Whoever's doing that, congratulations. You guys are the best there is. Microfactors, already took them on the other show. Takes the guesswork out of vitamins, 30 packages in a box, big sixes in them, CoQ10s, multivitamins, fruits and veggies, EFAs, and what are the colored ones, dude?
I don't think you're supposed to say that.
Can I not say it?
I'm the one that says that.
Well, I will.
You're talking about the gummies?
No, the CoQ10s, that's what I meant.
Oh, CoQ10 is for heart health.
Damn it, dude.
And, the colored ones.
Well, it's CO, so in my mind.
You guys also want to say that?
It was the colored ones.
Say what?
The colored ones?
The colored pills?
Colored ones, yeah.
That's not what I said.
Oh, no. I don't know what you meant.
It's the CO, so I call them the colored ones. But
I don't see color. Just like Joel, I'm colorblind.
Yeah, good for you guys.
He's not, though. He hates gray people.
He sure does. Yeah. He sure does.
Hates the fuck out of them, actually.
But man, dude, everything over there is amazing. And right now, you're getting free shipping on orders over $75 at firstform.com/drinkingbros. And that is First Form spelled with a 1. So that is 1STPHORM, firstform.com/drinkingbros. Next up, we got bioproteintech.com. Guys, if you're over 30, you're going to want to hear this. Every year after puberty, well, your fucking testosterone and your HGH levels go down, dude. And it sucks. So if you're one of the guys out there who's having a hard time struggling to see the results at the gym, in the mirror, even in the bedroom, I know most guys are focused on testosterone. That's only 50% of the answer. Without adequate growth hormone and its end results growth factors, you can't even optimally absorb the testosterone you have, no matter if it's synthetic or natural. That's where BioPro Plus comes in. BioPro Plus gives you what you need. And they help give you back those growth factors naturally, giving you HGH-like results with zero needles, zero side effects, and zero doctor visits, all at a fraction of the cost of prescription treatments. I've been using them for over a year. You don't have to get on the phone and fake it to some doctor and be like, hey, man, this we've welcome ran, blah, blah, blah. You don't have to do that. This takes the guesswork out of all of that. They've been trusted by physicians since 2009. And, dude, the results can be felt in days instead of months. BioPro Plus is getting real guys, real results, really fast. Head on over to bioproteintech.com to learn more or click the link in the bio. The audio description, Bob puts it in there every single time. Promo code DRINKINGBROS gets you $30 off your first order. It's a lot like these microfactors. 30 individual vials, pop one underneath your tongue in the morning, or before 9-9, which is what I like to do. I know it says morning on the box, but for whatever reason, it helps me sleep. And then you're good to go. You'll feel a little sting, and you know that it's working. Head on over to bioproteintech.com today to learn more. Last but not least, we got drinkingbrostickets.com. If you want tickets to any of these events, including Final Four, which we'll be at. It's in San Antonio this year, right down the road. You can pop on over there. All the opening round tickets are usually pretty cheap. So if you got kids out there, it's fun to take the kids, man. I took my son 2 out of the last 3 years because they're usually in like Fort Worth or whatever. We went to that Dickies Arena and it was a fucking blast, man. Got tickets super cheap. And because the teams are so good this year, you're going to be able to see like a fuck ton of great teams, man, throughout the weekend. So we got all those tickets for Final Four and Sweet 16 and the opening tournament games. Got everything. Concerts, monster trucks. Somebody got motocross tickets the other day on there. You name it, we have it. Baseball season is about to kick off as well. We even got spring training games over there. and they're $10 cheaper than StubHub. Head on over to drinkitbrostickets.com. All right, the crazy thing I saw about the ESPN stat regarding the quarterbacks is they said in this year's class, there is no franchise quarterbacks here that are left in free agency. Is that true? Are we saying Russell Wilson is dead, Aaron Rodgers is dead? Yes. So
Aaron Rodgers is dead as fuck.
Stafford?
He's not in free agency, I guess, so
well,
it doesn't count.
They're going to trade him or potentially
and also,
keep
he's
him,
too old to be a franchise quarterback. He could maybe, again, like if he went to Minnesota or something, he could win you a Super Bowl potentially, but like franchise?
Now, here are the top unrestricted free agent quarterbacks. You ready?
Okay.
Sam Darnold. Zach.
All right, so they've got him listed as a capable starter. That's what I think. He's not a franchise guy.
Yeah.
But somebody's going to pay him, right?
Number two on the list is Zach Wilson.
Oh, my God.
Number three is Trey Lance. Number four is Jacoby Brissett. This is by the previous contract they were on.
Zach Wilson just needs the right coach.
No, he doesn't.
Jacoby Brissett, Taylor Heineke, Marcus Mariota, Drew Locke. That's a deal. He's 28, so he's getting a little older.
Heineke was fun for a season.
Yeah,
he was. I thought he was going to be really good.
You can get Drew Locke for somewhere between 5 and 7 mil.
Easily, yes.
Take a flyer on my boy.
I think we can give up on Drew Locke.
To be honest, if I'm the Saints or somebody like that, I 100% sign Drew Locke because you know Derek Carr is going to go down and just let him fucking play and see what happens. Right?
I just want him to have one chance.
But there's not anybody really left.
Minshew is on this list. And
Minshew's not a free agent.
They said he could be a possible cap casualty.
They may cut him. Yeah.
Yeah. So he might be out there.
How are you just going to let that kind of talent walk out the door?
If I'm the Falcons, I would rather see him start over Penix. I swear to God.
Why?
I'm dead serious.
Got to give Penix a chance.
I just want to see what would happen because I think the Falcons have a decent team. Minshew, well, the only time he ever played with a decent team was down in Jacksonville. I want to see it. Same way I want to see, what's-his-nuts, Heineke, just to see what would happen there.
Heineke played quite a bit in Washington.
He was pretty good.
No.
If you want to bring Minshew into the Falcons, you might as well give Blake Bortles a call.
I would rather, I don't believe in Penix, and I don't believe in this draft class, so fuck it, man.
I mean, Desmond Ritter's out there.
Yeah,
bring him back.
We had him.
You can get him for a cool mil.
Yeah.
God.
Tommy DeVito, obviously.
Are we saying Rodgers is dead?
Well, he's not a franchise quarterback. You get him for one more year.
He certainly can't rely on him.
He's cuts.
He's a rental.
But he's cuts.
But you can't build a franchise around him.
You don't think the Vikings could potentially win a Super Bowl with?
Yeah, he has to complete. He's not going to win the Super Bowl, right? So he'll go to the Vikings. He'll complete the Favre. And they'll have bounty gate against Aaron Rodgers in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, something like that. But
with Justin Jefferson though and Addison, and if Rodgers actually came back to full health from the Achilles,
Rodgers could win a Super Bowl in Minnesota next year.
Yeah, but the worst kept secret though is even before he got hurt, he wasn't that good at the end.
When?
Like, he had that MVP season during COVID, and then the last
The Packers.
Season before that.
Yeah,
the Packers year.
Sucked.
Yeah.
Is that what it is with him?
I don't know.
You might be right. I mean, for real. I remember that season, and they didn't make the playoffs. I think it came down to that Lions game. It was the last game of the year.
I mean, he's old, and he seems like he's pretty fucking mentally checked out. Like, everything.
Seems like a bad hang.
He seems like the worst fucking hang on earth. Yeah. Although maybe our friend Nikki Howard, who was on RPR the other day, will get to hang out with him at some point.
Yeah,
probably.
And we can find out.
We can find out.
Yeah,
Flacco's out there.
Dead.
Jimmy Garoppolo is dead. Are we saying Jimmy Garoppolo is dead too? I am.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that.
He's dead.
Drew Locke, Mac Jones, Marcus Mariota, Nick
Mac
Mullins.
Jones is another one I would give. I would take a look at if I was someone.
Take a gander.
Yeah, why not?
Well, he played a lot for the Jaguars this year.
He wasn't that bad, right?
He wasn't good.
No, but he's a backup.
Yeah, he'll be in the league.
Andy Dalton's out there.
No, he just signed.
He's with the Panthers. Deal, yeah.
He's out.
That's right. Yeah, he did sign.
Jared Stidham.
I'm looking down this list.
Carson Wentz. Winston.
Sam Darnold's a good quarterback. I don't know if he's going to take your team to the Super Bowl or anything, but he can definitely get you into the playoffs, 100%. If you've got a good team, he can get you into the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know what's weird?
The rest of the guys on this list, the only one that I would even take even a flyer on is Drew Lock.
What's weird to me is if Darnold doesn't have that shitty last game in the playoffs, he might have gotten like a $200 million
contract. Still going to, I think.
Dude, I don't think so.
I don't think so. He's going to get like a Baker Mayfield deal.
But where? Where is the place, you think? Because reading this list off, there's nobody out there.
He could be a Saint. Darnold to the Saints?
Yeah. What other teams are like close? What teams just need a quarterback that isn't Minnesota, I guess? Because Minnesota probably doesn't want to give him a multi-year deal at that type of money. So, like, who's left? Who's out there that needs
somebody? Seattle's
close. I mean,
Darnold is 27.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, if he had been in a good situation, this would be his third year in the league as an actual starter.
Mm-hmm.
If he had gone into a good quarterback situation, right?
Bring him back to the Jets.
If the Jets offered me be their quarterback for this year, like, nah.
They can start seeing ghosts again.
Yeah, you gotta get the fuck out of there.
No, you can't. It took him years to recover from that bullshit. Sam is good. He's legit. I think he's probably going to resign with Minnesota. There's no better option for them either.
That's what I think, too.
It'd be a mistake. They should give him 35, 45 mil for this year and see if he does it again. He's going to be 28 after this season. Give him a fucking 6 year or four or 5 year, whatever the fuck it is.
Right.
Right? Give him one more. To be fair, even to him, maybe it's a 3 year with a fucking out. I don't know.
Yeah.
End of this year. Because you've got JJ waiting in the wings. You don't want to postpone it forever, obviously.
Right.
Right. But also, you did it for 1 year. Do it again the next year. And now we know this guy's figured it out. This is the kind of system he can work well in. And we can afford to pay you $50 million a year.
Darnold feels like a Titan.
Ugh.
Nobody feels like a Titan.
Darnold
franchise
feels like a Titan.
Darnold feels like a Titan. Me too.
No,
he does.
No, because you remember him from the Jets, which is also a garbage franchise.
I can see him in the uniform. No.
This current version of Sam Darnold, I could see the Titan uniform, the Titan helmet.
When's the last time a Titan quarterback threw for 4,000 yards?
McNair?
It's Tannehill.
He didn't throw for 4,000. I bet Tannehill.
Good year.
Because everyone was for a minute. You know what I mean? It was like the 90s when dudes that had no business being on a baseball field were hitting 45 home runs, and they were still finishing like eighth in the league in home runs.
Yeah.
That was NFL passing.
He got them to the AFC Championship game.
Who?
Tannehill.
Tannehill did.
I know.
The fucking Titans didn't even have 4,000 as a team last year.
No.
God damn it.
Did Tannehill? Tannehill did get 4,000 though once, right?
Probably. I'm looking.
Right. I think he did.
It's just the type of thing, like I said, it's like 90s baseball where some random asshole hit like 42 home runs. But you don't even remember it because there were dudes hitting 50 and 60 and 70.
Right.
So
that's
my guess.
Tannehill never hit 4,000.
Nope. I'm still looking. I'm back to 2016
He
now.
Just handed it off to Derrick Henry.
I guess so. Yeah, that makes sense.
Hold on. This is incredible.
It had to be McNair then, right?
McNair wouldn't have. 4,000's a lot for the 90s.
Here, McNair.
For the 90s?
The last time they did it as a team was in 2011, and Hasselbeck had 3,500 of those.
Oh, my God.
I
didn't remember he played there.
Yeah.
Gary Collins was on the team.
Oh, jeez.
I'm still...
Dude, Sam Darnold's a Titan, for sure.
Yeah, he feels like a Titan to me. He feels like a Titan-up type of guy, dude.
I'm back to 2006, and
Vince
still...
Vince Young never did, for sure.
No.
Did he not have one good year?
No.
And
well,
by
he
the
did.
Way,
he was rookie year, but he didn't fucking throw the ball.
Okay, I was going to say he ran it a lot.
I don't know that a Titans quarterback has ever thrown for 4,000 yards.
No, Steve McNair, by the way, never cleared 3,400. So
wow.
Air McNair never
cleared 3,400. Yeah,
it's a different time, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so, man. No, because we had the greatest show on turf.
But that was – Kurt Warner was putting up numbers in 1999 that would potentially not catch your eye in 2014. Like, it was just, he was doing things that no one else was doing at the time. He was almost like Babe Ruthing it, where it's just like no one else was hitting 60
home runs. I'm tracking this all the way back to the beginning of this franchise because.
Warren Moon could have with the Oilers.
No, we're not counting the Oilers.
No. That would be the only guess I have.
So no one has ever done it on the Titans.
I'm back to 99.
Wow.
Nope.
Well, that's McNair.
Wow, dude. That is shocking.
I can't believe you had to shit on a dead man's grave.
Yeah. Well. He
with your facts.
Himself,
Choose better
that's what
women.
Happens when you fall asleep in front of your mistress.
It is.
I don't know what to tell you.
I know.
Yeah, you got to.
I just watched that doc on Netflix, too.
It's sad.
It's a weird one, man. Still to this day, it's weird.
You can't pick a mistress that cares that much.
My God.
No.
They've never had it, huh?
Back to 93. Nope.
No way.
Well, 92. I guess Warren Moon never did.
Nope, 92.
Even Warren Moon's are only
25.
Hope.
God, that's shocking.
Yeah, Warren Moon.
Boom.
Oh, what year?
1991.
There you go.
Was that the first year they were there?
No, that was in Houston.
That was in Houston.
Yeah, this is in Houston.
Oh,
this
so yeah. Houston so, Oilers. But Tennessee.
Never. Tennessee's never
has
had
never
it.
Done
not,
it.
Not ever. Okay. No.
Because they're not the Oilers either. They're the Titans.
Well, so. They get the Oiler stuff.
No, yeah. But
they get to wear the jerseys.
Doesn't count.
Dude. No, they. So Warren Moon had 46-90.
Hell yeah.
And 21 interceptions as well. 23 touchdowns, 21 interceptions.
He's
that
slinging
year.
It. He's just
so,
slinging.
By the way.
It was a Jameis Winston year.
Yeah.
The reason I bring this up is they're now saying because of this shit situation with QBs that are left over, that Jackson Dart will definitely get chosen in the top 10.
Yeah, probably.
Good Lord.
Quarterbacks just go early all the time. They are overvalued. Teams reach all the time.
Jackson Dart definitely feels like a Texan.
Yeah. Well, no, not a Texan, a Titan.
A Titan.
A Titan.
Yeah, that's a Titan. That's a Titan Charles, type pick.
Okay. No, look, Texans are fun.
That's a Titan type of pick for sure.
Yeah.
Plus, not far from where he went to college.
Who's even the coach of the Titans now?
Who cares?
It's
Steve Fisher.
I don't know. I like
Jeff Fisher. Jeff, Steve, whatever the fuck.
Did you put some respect on 7-9 Jeff Fisher?
No.
That's the name of that movie is apropos now. Remember the Titans? No, I never do. I never remember any of their players.
27 years of this current iteration of the franchise, not one 4,000. I mean, they got 3,500 is the most. It wasn't even like fuck. It wasn't even like 38-50 or anything.
Right.
I watched that special before the Super Bowl about Kevin Dyson, the 1 yard short thing, and
that was a great game, by the way.
I don't even think you have to move the team, but we need to rename the Titans. They need to go. They need to rebrand.
Yeah. What does that even have to do with Tennessee?
Nothing.
So you know what the fans chose? Remember the fans chose
Boating McBoatface?
No. Remember the fans chose the Yeti for Utah, and it was
going to
be awesome.
It's going to be.
Should be.
No, that'll be their hockey team is going to be the Yeti. They just haven't had time to fucking do all the licensing and shit yet.
Well, I heard
next year it'll be the Yeti.
Other Yeti is bitching about it.
Yeah,
so
they are.
We'll see.
Yeah, but this happened with the Vegas Golden Knights too. The Army Golden Knights, the parachute team, tried to sue Bob Foley for naming the team the Golden Knights. He's like, fuck off.
Well, do you know the Tennessee chose? The fans chose? It was the Tuxedos.
That's gay.
Tennessee Tuxedos. Well, it's denim on denim.
No.
And it would have been fucking hilarious.
I mean, it would have been funny.
They said no.
It would have been hilarious, but they would not have sold any of it. Nobody's buying that stupid shit. Only That'd retards really like you funny, that like dude. Gardner Minshew would even think about buying
Put
that.
The, wrap the whole no. fucking thing in denim, dude. The helmet.
Just play
denim
in denim.
Pads.
Yeah, play in denim. Who cares?
Be awesome,
No,
dude.
That would be terrible.
Be fucking great.
No, this isn't Canada. Fuck
what,
those.
What anymore. Are you going to call them? Nashville, like the Nashville Guitars.
I don't know. Nashville's not good at naming teams. The Predators is a stupid name too.
I don't know. Like the Guitars, dude. The Guitars would be sweet.
The Predators. That's a decent name.
The only reason they named it is because when they were, I guess, excavating the hockey arena, they found a saber-toothed tiger skeleton.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's why they did it.
Everybody calls them the Preds, anyways.
Yeah, they do.
But yeah, it's I don't know. Nashville. Let's see. The baseball team is the Sound, I think.
Yeah, the Nashville Sound. Yeah.
Is there even a sound there? Is it like
music.
The geographical?
It's the music.
It'd be the music, I assume.
Country.
It is, yes.
But you need to be, what's their music? So like St. Louis, the hockey team is the St. Louis Blues because that's a literal song. Louis Blues.
A type of song, yeah.
Yeah. So it is, well, it's both. It's a type of song, but there's also a song.
The Utah the Jazz, Louis. Everyone relates jazz.
Yeah.
Salt Lake City.
Yeah, well, it came from New Orleans, asshole.
Rename the team then.
Let's ask Grok. What fucking
it would be country music.
Nashville is known for? What is
country
that,
music?
That's it. Country, but is it just country?
Yeah, but you have to refine. When it says
hot
country
chicken?
Music, you say what kind of country?
Yeah. Chicken tenders,
that bullshit hot. They always push that hot chicken, which is
it's just chicken with
sauce.
Fucking
sucks.
Pete or red hot.
Yeah, dude, it sucks. I don't give a shit.
It's just fried chicken.
It should really just be. You got to go. So you got to lean into like pop country. Because that's really what Nashville is, right? It's like top 40 country.
So the Nashville homos.
Be great.
That's what that is.
It'd be great, dude.
Just like Keith Urban
the
on the helmet.
Hot.
Yeah.
But then
it's
the
just
other
a dude getting butt fucked on the helmet.
That'd be great. Because we'll do a live draft show too. But the other thing they were talking about was running backs. They think potentially two or three will be drafted in the first round because there's no free agent running backs this year.
Let's see the top free agent running backs.
That's going to be an overcorrection.
Actually, Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones. His was voided, and then
because of his age or because he fumbled a lot.
His contract. They didn't pick up his contract.
Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley just saved the position of running back.
Mm. They did for a long time.
Nick Chubb is an unrestricted free agent coming off injury recovery. He'll probably be better this year.
Najee Harris.
Najee Harris is on there. A.J. Dillon's on there. They're okay. Raheem Mostert from the Dolphins has been putting up. But he's 33.
Yeah.
Every year, though, he'll throw you fucking 700 yards. I mean, if you're looking for a secondary, if you're trying to run a two-back system, then I would pick him up. The problem is he made $4.5 million, I think, last year. There's no way you can get that.
Nick Chubb is 29 and injured. So, like, yeah, I get it, man.
Dobbins is out there. He's under 30. Javonte Williams from the Broncos is the only one that's under fucking 27 on this list.
Holy shit.
Like, literally the only one.
God damn.
These are all old running backs in this class. So
yeah, the over-under for 2 to 3, they'll usually do 1.5 on my bookie. If it's 1.5, I'll do it then, for sure.
Well, if the Vikings aren't going to sign Aaron Jones, and keep in mind, he made $7 million last year for a 32-year-old quarterback, next year is too much. There's no way.
For running back?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
Running back, yeah. He made $7 million last year. That was part of his old.
It's not a lot of money.
It's not, but if you're going to pay your quarterback $40 million, it is. So they probably draft a running back late in the first round, I would imagine.
I would imagine, too. Because I think What's-His-Nuts will go really high from Boise State.
Genty, yeah, he'll be a top 5 pick.
Cowboys should fucking get him if they are smart.
Anybody that needs a running back should get him, but, you know, I don't think you should draft a running back that's not from a major university in the top 15.
Yeah.
I think that's a mistake.
He kind of reminds me, not that they're similar players, but Jay Ajayi. They went to the same school.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he ran like a duck. So I just can't get that out of my head.
Yeah, but Genty runs well. He's very patient. He's a good running back.
He looks really good, yeah.
With the right offensive line, that dude's going to do some shit in the NFL.
Fuck,
but
yeah.
It's like he's not Derrick Henry. He's not going to create his own shit in the way that Derrick can through brute force or Saquon can through lateral movement. He's not that guy, right? He's more of a... I don't know who are the better patient runners. More like an Emmitt Smith, maybe. Not that good, obviously, mm-hmm. but that's Emmitt excelled because.
Oh, I thought you said Emmitt Smith wasn't that good. I was about to agree with you.
No, he was the greatest. Yeah. Like
stat patter.
Yeah,
you're playing too long.
Hey, look, that's true.
If you're still playing running back at 38, then you deserve whatever stats you're padding. Because fuck that. I remember in the second Super Bowl they won. He had a fucking dislocated shoulder, and he was running fake draw plays and just diving into the crowd. I'm like, you're out of your fucking mind.
That's how I love to remember Emmitt Smith. It was Arizona Cardinal.
Yeah.
Hey,
he had like 3,000-yard seasons with Arizona.
It was weird, man. Yeah. He did.
He put up stats.
Yeah, and he never stopped running the ball.
What?
Yeah, he played with Jake the Snake.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Probably, yeah. I would imagine so.
That was his dude back in the day. It was a weird team.
Oh no, he only played 2 seasons with them. The first year he was hurt mostly, but he finished his career in 2004, 35 years old. He had 937 yards on a shitty Arizona Cardinals team.
It's not bad, and that was 16 games too. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like this year.
So yeah, he only played 15 of those, so he would have had 1,000 yards if he had played the full season.
Yeah, but either way, we'll do a live draft show for it, and that's always fun unless you're a Falcons fan. We'll probably draft a quarterback.
I'm actually looking forward to the draft just because of Atlanta.
I know. That's it.
Yeah.
Because it's so unpredictable. You know what I mean? Like, most of the stuff that happens on draft night is at least somewhat predictable, at least by position, maybe not player. But when Atlanta comes up, you don't know what's going to happen, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you can hear Kuiper in the background. Well, Atlanta really needs defensive end right here. And it's like, Atlanta takes a kicker with the 8th pick in the draft. Like, what the fuck is happening?
I don't understand how he's still alive.
Who?
Mel Kiper. It's all the shit he puts in his hair.
He eats a pumpkin pie every morning for breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pumpkin's good for you.
It is.
A whole pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin is good for you.
It's good for you there. Indians owner just died, by the way. Dolan, 94.
Ah.
So one slice. Here's a whole pie.
No.
So an entire. Fentanyl. There's no way he eats an entire one.
Wait, did his stripper wife take over the team?
Great question.
An entire pumpkin pie.
I think it's like a personal pumpkin pie.
Is 2,400 calories.
It's the most important meal of the day. It's where you got to start stacking calories.
You should definitely not eat that much for breakfast.
It'll get you energized for there.
Since he died, though, can we rename it the Indians now?
Indians.
Dead. Yeah, dude. Let's go.
Wait,
real.
Is there anybody in Cooperstown with the Indians logo?
A ton.
Yeah, tons. Bunch of people.
But do they have Chief Wahoo?
Yeah. I think it's Bob Feller, right?
Bob Feller, Nap LaJoy.
It's on a C on their hats?
Yeah.
It would have to be of a certain era. But because the Cleveland Indians didn't always have Chief Wahoo, but there are definitely Cleveland Indians Chief Wahoo in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
on their bust.
Oh yeah.
Steve O'Neill probably because he was inducted. Well, no, probably not.
I bet they just have the C.
Yeah, it might be C for most of these. What years? Hold on.
I want to find Chief Wahoo though in the Hall of Fame.
So do I. He should be in the Hall of Fame.
He's very offensive, but he's awesome.
No, that's the greatest logo in MLB history.
We do have an early Chief Wahoo that is, oh boy, so much more offensive.
Made it. They're the ones that drew the goddamn thing.
Yeah,
it wasn't
this
us.
Is on
who?
Early win.
The tribe.
Look at this.
The tribe drew it?
Look at this Indian ghost.
They had a personal tribe artist draw that?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they're a chief.
So it was the Chief Wahoo logo was used from 1947 to 2018, actually.
Yeah.
Not always on the hat, though.
And that's what I'm
saying. I think it was only featured on the hats from 51 to 58. So
and then again later?
No.
Oh, there we go.
The Wahoo was only 51 to 58. So
Frank Robinson?
Gaylord Perry, maybe? No, maybe. He wasn't there then. He was...
They didn't let Tomei have it.
I'm trying to think of... Oh, here's one. Al Rosen, maybe, because he was with them during that era.
Wait, Tomei went in as an Indian? What the hell?
Jim Hegan was there during that era. 48. Herb Score, who I've never even fucking heard of.
It doesn't help that the Indians were ass for a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Curse of the Wahoo.
Curse of the Wahoo. I've got to go coach a child soccer game, so I love you. And I'll let you guys figure it out for the next round, all right? Either you know it or you don't.
Yeah, I don't see a lot.
Either you're a Wahoo fan or you're not a Wahoo fan, and it doesn't sound like you guys are.
I am a Wahoo fan.
I am too, and I don't believe in these two, you know? It's just sitting there staring, dude. It should be on everybody's fucking bus.
I can get that hat, right? I imagine I can get that hat now.
Here we go.
You can easily get it.
You can find it somewhere. Yeah. Let's see. Bob Feller, probably Sam Rice, and Elmer Flick would be the three.
And Elmer Fudd.
That's not a real person.
That's not a person.
Elmer Flick is not a person.
No.
Elmer Flick hit 313. Okay?
We're getting Wahoo hats for the office here. We appreciate you tuning in. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Don't forget to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit. All the way up to $1,000. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For D'Anthony Holloway, don't go Dan Hot Bob. I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.